Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, champs. How are we?
Yeah. Very good.
Champion.
Now, Golden Rose. Barry draw done. In secret, soft draw. $3.20 to $3 with Tab. James Cummings has a decent hand on Saturday at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it definitely does, guys. And, gee, they've been in force lately, haven't they, the Godolphin team? A number of winners across the weekend last Saturday, and they've got the big hands there in the Golden Rose on the weekend. You're right, in secret, barrier number 3, Fireburn, of course, slipper winner out in barrier number 16 of 17, and James Cummings also Golden Mile there in barrier number 11. So I read some comments from James yesterday, seemed very bullish about the chances of both In Secret and Golden Mile. Look, I think In Secret's obviously their top seed. As the market suggests, she was outstanding in the lead-up and normally the right lead-up in the run to the Rose as well. So fascinating to see how it all plays out. But, yeah, look, big field, which is good to see, 17 of them in there. And, look, I don't think inside draws will be any massive positive with the rail true there. Generally, rail true, they get into the running line and get a few off the fence there. So if it was, say, rail out 3 or 6 metres, then you're keener to get in that fence-in run a bit more. But I think it'll be a fair track there on the weekend. So I think if you draw wide, it's definitely not the worst thing, that's for sure. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to take that nice draw, aren't you, with In Secret, with James McDonald aboard. And they're just hearing from James everything's gone right with both those hopefuls. And both coming into the race in winning form and looking like the two horses to beat at this stage.
Will you be looking for horses that travel in wet conditions, Dover? It looks like we're going to be in for a hammering in the next couple of days with rain.
Yeah, that's right, Loz. And look, today I think it's going to start probably around 5 o'clock, I think, get a little bit of rain this afternoon, and then tomorrow 10 to 20 mil, 5 to 10 on Friday and 0 to 3 on Saturday as well. So, look, it's all going to depend on how much we do get that track at the moment in soft 5 range at Rose Hill, and Canterbury today is soft 6, so they should get through today's meeting okay, fingers crossed. Might cop a shower right at the end of the day. But, yeah, it's just a case of how wet it's going to be. We know the weather, the temperature's gone up a little bit, so that's going to help dry that track out a bit. But, yeah, it does seem to be coming back, doesn't it, the big wet. So we'll have to wait and see how wet that track will be on the weekend.
Tab Everest, do you think it is all but certain that Overpass will be getting a slot? It's a $13 chance in the race.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's suggesting, isn't it? After the weekend's run, it seems to be the next one, the news around town, the next one that's likely to be locked in there. And look, I suppose if you take him off the shorts run, they're running second and splitting Nature Strip and Lost and Running, you know, he's likely to get a slot. I think he, for me personally, is he a chance in the race? I think my argument would be probably not, simply from the fact that he's only done it once against those top guns at this stage. I mean, he was beaten 5 lengths behind Nature Strip in an autumn, TJ Smith. So he's got to do it again for mine before being a player. Sometimes we see these horses, they can shape up one time, but it's okay to do it outside of grand final day, but it's much, much harder to do it when you come to that grand final. But I think it comes down to the fact, guys, that there's probably not a lot else there that people are looking at to say, oh, well, I want to throw you in the Tab Everest with my slot. So they're probably going to take a punt on a horse like Overpass.
What about today at Canterbury, mate? Have you got a winner for us?
We'll go look at the... I don't think there's any standouts there today, but we'll try to find a couple anyway. But race 4, number 3, Point Counterpoint, the one for me. I like the first up win. I think this horse can go on with the job today. I'm not sure how this track will play with the rail out 6 metres. So I'm hoping it'll be pretty fair, but look, we'll go with Point Counterpoint as the one today. I just think he's really good first up, extra trip suits, and at around that each way out of $5, and we'll go with him as the Wednesday tip today.
Okay, race 4, number 3, Point Counterpoint, $5 with Tab at Canterbury today. Davo's tip. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.